Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So I'm driving down the highway. Actually, I'm driving up the highway because I was going north. A number of years ago, after leaving my business down in Tampa, Florida, I'm heading up Interstate 75. Excuse me. And I can't tell you how many times I'd done this. I get on the interstate over there at Fletcher Avenue, and I jump off the ramp, and I head up there. And well, it's three lanes, 75 is. So as I get off of the ramp and merge into the highway, I'm always looking to the left and merging and moving over into the left lane because it dwindles back down into two lanes about a mile up the road. And I've done it millions of times. Okay, so I'm exaggerating a tad bit. I've done it hundreds of times, if not more, every single day, several times a day. And I all of a sudden I see a Florida Highway Trooper behind me. Woo! He's got me lit up. I could see the grin on his face. So I pulled over, very polite. I'm carrying a firearm, as I am wont to do everywhere I go. And I was this particular time, and I noticed in the rearview mirror that the officer, young kid, could tell, probably early 20s, 23, 24 years old maybe. He's walking up towards me, and I'm pulled over in the median. And as he approaches the vehicle, I hand him my driver's license, and I hand him my Florida concealed carry permit, which is not required of me to do by Florida law. I've told this story before, so I'll make it quick here. The reason I handed him the permit and notified him I was carrying a gun was because I knew I would probably have to lean across the seat to get any documentation, and I didn't want him to have to see the firearm because of the way I was carrying it on my person. I felt that it might have been exposed. Now, you and I both know that that officer wants to go home that day. He doesn't know me from Adam. And if he sees a firearm, more than likely when I lean back over to hand him whatever it was I was going to reach to get him, I'm going to wind up with a 9mm or larger caliber in my ear. So I decided, hey, let's just tell the man that I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm carrying a concealed firearm. Here's my driver's license. What would you like me to do? He said, absolutely nothing. Thank you very much, Mr. Walters. I appreciate you being honest with me. If you would, just go ahead and stay here. And I said, well, why am I being pulled over? He says, you're doing 72 miles an hour. And I said, 72 and a 70 is a ticket now? He says, no, it's 55. I said, no, I get on this highway every day. It's 70 miles an hour. I'm looking at the sign. It's right up there. He said, it turns 70 up there, but it's 55 back there. Well, sure enough, he was right. You see, as I'm getting on the highway and looking over my left shoulder, I missed that one street sign on my right, right past the entrance ramp that says 55, kind of off to the side. So I was real nice. He comes back, and we start talking as gun guys do. He's asking me about my gun. I told him I was carrying a Glock, and on we went. As he hands me a piece of paper inside the window and asks for my signature, and doesn't matter how cool I was, I got a $186 ticket. And I tell you that story because in many states across the country, when you get pulled over as a law-abiding citizen with a firearm on your person, in some states it is required by law to tell the officer. Ohio is a great example, one state that I'm familiar with. Georgia, it's not. Maybe where you are, your state law says if you're carrying a firearm and you get pulled over for a ticket, you must inform by state law, state statute, that you are, in fact, carrying a lawfully concealed firearm. Maybe you don't. My recommendation is always notify the officer. It's better to go ahead and do that. However, I will preface this here. I have been stopped three times in the past. Two times I have notified. Once I have not. Not required by law. No big deal. I bring this up because my guest coming up for the remainder of the hour is a good friend of mine and an individual known as the Gun Writer in Sarasota, Florida. And he is Lee Williams. Lee writes for the Herald Tribune in Sarasota, Florida. And he's a gun guy just like you and I are. He's covering a case about an individual down in Miami-Dade area by the name of Daniel Oliva. And I'll let him tell the story. Lee, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense for the first time. How are you?
Great, brother. It is a pleasure to be here. We couldn't be happier for your new success getting the daily
format.
Thanks,
man. Well, let's talk a little bit about Daniel Oliva. You heard my story. Is that unusual? I mean, I've done that multiple times when I've been pulled over the years.
I think that was a great practice, and I think most officers would appreciate knowing if somebody in the car is armed. But with what's going on with Mr. Oliva, I think it's become questionable now. And Eric Friday, who is the general counsel for Florida Carry, points out he used to tell his clients to go ahead and tell the officer that they were armed, but no more. And Oliva's case really highlights what can happen when the officer finds out that the driver is armed. I mean, first of all, to get to know Daniel, you got to know that the guy's never been in trouble in his life. He's 34-year-old, married, father of two. He works as a court bailiff in the Miami-Dade courts. They assign him to the domestic violence section. It's a uniform position. He wears a police uniform with a badge and a patch, but it's non-sworn and he's unarmed. He does not carry a gun in the courthouse. But when he saw the vast array of thugs that passed through the courthouse, he wanted to have a means to defend himself and his family when he's off duty. Because as he really eloquently pointed out to me, the bad guys associate him with the judge's decision. If they're sent to prison, they see him up there with the judge. And as he told me, they remember his face, but he can't remember all of theirs because he's dealing with hundreds of people a year. So he is a law-abiding citizen, a licensed concealed carrier, and he was carrying a pistol last week. He wears it a Glock 19 in his belly band, which, you know, it's not my favorite method of carrying concealed. I always found those a little uncomfortable, but it's what he had on. And he gets stopped by a Coral Gables police officer near a school. He wasn't on school property for driving 9, 10, 11 miles an hour over the speed limit in his Toyota Prius. His wife is with him. They're going to pick up their 7-year-old son from school. And he's stopped for 26 and a 15. But problems began when he's getting out his driver's license. The officer noticed that he had a concealed carry license.
Okay, let's stop. Let's stop right there.
Sure.
Here's why. In Florida, the concealed carry permit is tied to the DMV record.
Right.
So when that officer pulled me over in North Tampa, going up 75, he already knew when he ran my tag that I was a lawful concealed carry permit holder, assuming it was me behind the wheel of the car.
Exactly.
Now, there have been, to my understanding, there have been no changes to that in Florida under Florida law. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. And we are a state that does not require you to notify the officer that you're armed.
Gotcha.
And for a lot of guys, maybe they don't have their pistol with them. I'd hate to think of somebody going out, as you say so eloquently, without their club, but he might not have had a gun with him. But the minute the officer saw that in his wallet, that card in his wallet, his concealed carry license, he orders him to lean forward, put his hands on the dash. He demanded to know where he was carrying his pistol. Mr. Oliva told him. He reaches in the window, goes underneath his shirt, and pulls out the Glock and walks back to his car with the weapon. Oh, I forgot to mention, he pulls a magazine out as he's standing there next to Mr. Oliva and then jacks a round out. That round is probably still laying out there by the school somewhere. He gets back to his car. He runs it. Comes back, has Mr. Oliva open up the trunk, and then he notices that the gun is completely disassembled. It's field stripped. It's not, the springs are still in it. But then he throws all the parts in the back of the guy's car and then takes the magazine out and one by one flicks the rounds out into the trunk. Issues him a written warning for speed and for not having a current insurance card. But what scared Mr. Oliva is that it was a very tense situation. He said he was treated as if he just committed some type of crime. And because he knows law enforcement well there in Miami-Dade, he didn't want to buck any system or be rude in any way. He probably said three words to him the whole time. But, you know, there's the way that the gun was dumped into the car. And then everybody that I've talked to, including NRA, including Florida Carry, says that his rights were violated, that this was an illegal and unconstitutional search without provocation by somebody who's licensed to carry in this state.
All right, this begs many questions. And we're going to have this discussion. We're going to go off. In fact, you and I have talked about this, the content of today's program, off air. In fact, we did just about an hour ago prior to the show as we were just kind of getting our research ducks in a row. And a thought just popped into my head right now that I hadn't even considered during our conversation. Now, we're going to take a break here in a minute, so I don't have enough time to go into it. But I'll ask that question of you after the break. Let's start with this, though. Probable cause is required to search a vehicle. So what I'm hearing from you is this officer used the excuse or I'm assuming he did anyway, used the excuse that the lawfully carried concealed weapon, he used that as quote-unquote probable cause to rummage through. Is that correct?
That's correct. He saw the concealed carry license, and that was his probable cause to institute a search.
Okay, we're getting ready to take a break. So when we come back, I want to ask you a couple other questions and just have the discussion. If you carry a firearm for personal defense, pay attention to what you're hearing today. Remember, you're the good guy. You're mainstream America. We'll be back with Lee Williams, the gun writer at the Herald Tribune in Sarasota, Florida, right after this. Compelling conversation. Don't miss it.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, yes, it is. Welcome back to the program. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way pert near to them crab-fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. Very compelling conversation here with the gun writer, my good friend Lee Williams down in Sarasota, Florida, about what should have been a benign traffic stop. A law-abiding citizen lawfully carrying a concealed firearm, exercising his Second Amendment right in violation of no law, now hassled by a, I'm going to say bully. I'm a big supporter of law enforcement. But look, there's a bad apple in every bunch. You know, just because he's a cop doesn't make him automatically a good guy. We see that in a lot of different areas. But in this particular case, he used, and I'm not an attorney. Let me throw that disclaimer out there. I am not a lawyer. But it seems pretty clear that he bullied this individual, used the fact that he was lawfully carrying a concealed firearm and was notified of such in no violation of Florida law. In fact, this guy went above and beyond Florida law, which didn't require him to say anything, as a means to hassle him and illegally search that vehicle and hassle that law-abiding citizen. Where do we stand with this now, Lee?
Well, I spoke to his chief. I was thinking that he would have said something similar to what you said. Well, what the officer did was an aberration. There might have been a different way to handle it. But he backed his man, and he said that, yes, the concealed carry license became his plain view, his probable cause to commit the search. Well, right away, I started getting flooded with other emails and phone calls from other gun owners who have said, yeah, I got stopped too. And my gun was disassembled and thrown in the back of the trunk. And these are coming from all over the state. Like I said, I spoke to Eric Friday. He is telling his clients now not to tell law enforcement that they are armed.
All right. Now, let me make this very clear. That is not a violation of Florida law. In fact, that's prudent legal advice. You do not have to notify law enforcement that you are lawfully carrying a gun. So I want to make that clear.
It's unfortunate, but it's true. And in my opinion, I think the officer could have been better trained. But I think it's time that we put some penalties in the laws that prohibit this type of conduct that are designed to protect concealed carriers. Our preemption statute is a great example. We had a preemption statute on the books. It was continually being abused by local governments until the legislature created specific penalties. Now, if a lawmaker violates preemption and wants to tinker around and come up with their own gun laws, they are held personally liable for fines that can run into thousands of dollars. I think we need the same type of teeth in the laws that are designed to protect concealed carriers.
All right. This is some of you may be listening in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area. Maybe you're listening in several cities across Texas right now. Maybe you're listening in Oregon. Maybe you're listening in various stations in Washington State that carry us. Or maybe you're listening here in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area. Maybe you're listening in Orlando. Maybe you're listening in West Virginia. Here's why this is important. Number of reasons. Number one, going back to 1987, it was the state of Florida that gave us the modern concealed carry laws, the permitting systems that your state is modeled after. Excuse me. And that was from Florida in 1987. What happens in Florida when it comes to gun laws is watched by every other state in the nation, always has been for many, many years. The second reason this is extremely important, Texas, you're a great example. You just got finally, thank God, you just passed open carry. Well, guess what? Part of your open carry in Texas allows law enforcement to stop you, your exposed firearm, although lawful to carry, is now seen as probable cause to stop you and check for your permit. Where I reside and where this program emanates from in the state of Georgia, we have open carry just like you do in Texas now and many of you across the country. How it's permitted open carry. In other words, my permit gives me, allows me, and recognizes my right to openly carry my firearm. It is a carry permit, not necessarily a concealed carry permit. So having said that, the state of Georgia differs in the sense that I don't have to. It's not lawfully carrying my firearm does not give probable cause to a law enforcement officer to stop me and ask for my permit because I'm doing nothing wrong walking through the grocery store reaching for a can of Campbell's soup. If Mama B over here in the aisle gets scared, she needs to educate herself on the law. Now, Florida, you got something, you got a case going on down there now called Norman versus State. This is a case of a law-abiding concealed carry licensee arrested and prosecuted down in Fort Pierce, Florida, for violating Florida's nearly complete ban. In Florida, they call it open carry light. The wind blows your coat open, whoo, and your gun becomes exposed, and Mama B sees it. You can't be arrested for brandishing a firearm. Well, now you see what happens and what actually can happen to you. So let's continue with this case briefly. A St. Lucie County judge denied all constitutional arguments to dismiss the case against the man, Dale Norman. While the court made findings that the statute is overbroad and is facially vague, the court still issued a conviction on an as-applied standard. Here's why this matters. The Second Amendment question is straightforward. Florida courts have clearly found that the carrying of a concealed firearm is a privilege, subject even to being banned completely, not a right protected by the Constitution. Florida appellate courts have held that the retroactive application of new Florida statutes is not unconstitutional because a license to carry a concealed weapon or firearm is a privilege and not a vested right. That is a quote from Crane versus Department of State in 1989. The Florida legislature and Supreme Court have long recognized that there is a right to bear arms outside of the home. The privilege of a license to carry a concealed weapon or firearm recognized in Crane cannot replace or substitute for the fundamental right guaranteed by the U.S. and Florida constitutions. Lee, there's another problem in Florida, and yeah, that is the Florida Sheriff's Association headed by, and I'm going to go ahead and say this, Grady Judd. This guy's the wannabe Joe Arpaio, excuse me, of the East Coast.
And he and the organization have become decidedly anti-gun, Mark. There's no other way around it.
At his direction, and we've heard many times from this sheriff, Grady Judd, that he respects the Second Amendment, but...
Yeah, the minute I hear any politician say that I respect the Second Amendment, it's always followed by a but, and that's when it's most dangerous. FSA, our Sheriff's Association, they lobbied against campus carry. They lobbied against the K-12 bill, which would allow the school districts to arm select personnel.
Correct.
If you've got a guy getting out of the military, he's a veteran, he's been around guns, he's now teaching gym classes, the school principal could have decided, but the two of them could have sat down, and he could have decided to have been armed. It's a great bill.
Something quickly about the Florida Sheriff's Association and Grady Judd. Their lobbyist spokesperson during the hearings for the open carry debate in Florida last year plainly stated, while we respect the right to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment, the right to carry a concealed firearm in Florida is a privilege. That should frighten every American. Lee and I will continue the conversation right after this. Don't go away!
My house. Where are you guys? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I want to apologize. Sean made a bet with me, basically. He said, can you quit drinking those sugar-free Red Bulls? And I don't drink a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, okay.
But I like to drink one from time to time when it's 90 degrees out instead of a cup of coffee. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll stop. And I was drinking a cup of coffee, and I didn't have any water here in the studio with me. And I'm sitting here with a frog in my throat for half that last segment, so I do apologize.
And whose fault
if I was
is that?
Annoying you. It's your fault, because that never happened when I was able to drink that, you know, nice ice cold.
Yeah, stop eating frogs too.
All right, well, here, let me. Okay. Frogs are good, actually, if you've never had them. Hey, I got a great tweet here from Alex Tompkins. Take a listen to this. at AAR Mark, I got sick of hearing your ads and constant plugs, so I activated my USCCA membership Saturday. Glad to be part of the family. Hey, Alex, it's great to have you as part of the family. Glad I could annoy you to the point you took it upon yourself to make probably the best move you could have ever made as someone who carries a concealed firearm. Trust me, you'll find out why in the coming days, weeks, and months as a part of the USCCA family. If you're interested in finding out what the USCCA can do for you and the new promotions that are available, visit usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Promise you, you'll wind up like Alex, and we'll be welcoming you to the family as well. Lee Williams from the Sarasota Herald Tribune, the gun writer, welcome back, brother. Hey, that story, there's one thing I need to point out before we keep going. That case that I was referring to is Norman versus State of Florida, and it has been, with our good friend Sean Carana and FloridaCarry.org, has now been pushed up to the Florida State Supreme Court. So we're waiting on a ruling here.
And it couldn't be anybody better taking the case that far. Florida Carry does so much behind the scenes and in front of the scenes for the rights of concealed carriers and every gun owner down here. They are an active group.
Yeah, they do great work. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that Florida, as a resident of Florida for a large part of my adult life, met my wife there, bought my first house there, got married there, had both my kids there. Did I ever think that an organization like that in the Gunshine State, that I'd never thought the right to keep and bear arms in the state of Florida would be under such incredible, immense pressure that it's under now, and disappointingly from within, when we've got to fight our own Florida Sheriff's Association now and in Grady Judd. So it's a mess down there right now, but I know and I trust with you and Sean and everybody else doing great work, because the rest of the nation watches what happens. What happens in Florida happens to me here, happens to our listeners in Texas, Oregon, Washington, and all across this country, Lee.
We are ground zero down here. Fortunately, we have Sean, and we also have Marion Hammer, former NRA president, executive director of Unified Sportsmen of Florida. She's a hell of a watchdog there in the Legislative Hall in Tallahassee.
Hey, speaking of sheriffs, I guess I can make this announcement right now. I just found out during the break. Sheriff David Clark will be joining me on this program. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark will be joining me on Wednesday, the 3rd, just 2 days from now, for a half hour, for the first half hour of this program. So if you want to hear the real deal from a sheriff who really gets it, somebody Grady Judd would love to aspire to be, listen to this program on Wednesday when Sheriff David Clark is here. This guy's got it going on. I've shook his paw. And he's the real deal. We do. We definitely do. And he's become an incredible spokesperson for the things that we're talking about right here. All right, let's go to another aspect of this that I didn't even think about when you and I were talking earlier, but boy, makes a big deal. When you carry a concealed firearm, you're held to a higher standard. Lee, you would agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've been licensed to do something the rest of society hasn't.
We see YouTube videos everywhere. We see court cases everywhere. The Wisconsin 5 comes to mind. The open carry where, and we want to talk about Texas? Let's talk about the open carriers in Texas who were technically violating no laws when they were waltzing around with their fingers off the trigger guards and AR-15 slung over their shoulders, buying Oreos in Target and Kroger so that they could take, you know, for a photo op. Meanwhile, setting back the open carry movement in Texas by a year, okay? And what your thoughts on that real quickly? You agree with me on that, or am I wrong?
No, I think you're dead on. They're the reason we can't bring firearms into our Chipotle restaurants down here in Florida.
Well, that certainly gave Florida Sheriff's Association and Grady Judd some ammunition to attack that open carry law, and you guys wind up with that dopey open carry light. Well, if the breeze blows the coat open,
we won't arrest you. Carry an open carry if we have a fishing pole in the other hand.
Yeah, the whole thing's a joke. But aside from that, let's go to this. Oliva in Florida down in Coral Gables, when he was stopped, would have been well within his technical rights to refuse those officers' request.
Right. He never got the opportunity. Technically, yeah, absolutely. He never got the opportunity. The officer was reaching in the window and going underneath his shirt before he could say anything. One thing I want to point out, I got about 30 emails from concealed carry licensees down here saying that they have now hidden their concealed carry licenses in their wallets behind behind credit cards and other IDs because they don't want anybody seeing that. They don't want the license they received from the state of Florida to become probable cause for somebody's search.
Unbelievable.
It's a sad
coming from Florida. Unbelievable coming from Florida. It really, really is. It highlights the point, or the fact, I should say, that when you make a decision to carry a concealed firearm, you are, in fact, being held to a higher standard. I've had this conversation with famed trainer Rob Pincus. In fact, Lee, I think on the weekend program, I think you might have even participated in one of these discussions when we're talking about, oh, let's go to the Wisconsin Five, for example. This is a very brief overview of some people who were lawfully carrying their firearms openly at a restaurant where they were meeting, and a woman saw the openly carried firearms, was unaware of the law, called law enforcement, was told that they weren't violating any laws, they're not causing any problems. However, because the call came in, they were going to send officers. A handful of those five people decided, we're not going to show you driver's licenses, we're not going to comply with you, we're not violating any laws, you have to understand the law. And in the meantime, while they were technically correct, they were handcuffed, they were booked, they were arrested, they were jailed, and they had to go to court. They had to hire attorneys. It cost them a lot of money. They eventually prevailed, as we all knew they would. Our advice to them at the time, this is where the argument rages, Lee. Do you cooperate? Do you give them your driver's license? Do you talk? What do you do in that situation? My advice, and I know I'm going to catch flack for it from the absolutist crowd, there's no question I will catch flack, I have before in the past. Cooperate with your law enforcement officer. Give him your driver's license, even though the law says you don't have to. Deal with it that way.
I would add one more caveat. I'd cooperate. Do what you're asked to do. You don't want to go to jail. And then I would call me.
Well, and then don't escalate. Where we're going with here is do not, when you have a guy like Oliva did, you do not want to escalate that situation. Because
exactly.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. The boys in blue or boys and girls in blue are going to prevail. They're going to win that fight, even if it means taking you down to the ground and scraping your face on the pavement and giving you a boo-boo. They're going to win, even though you're right and they're wrong.
And one more thing to add to that. They're writing the arrest report. They are documenting what occurred. Mr. Oliva is not.
That's correct. They're going to force you on the defensive. Now, listen, I'm not telling you to give up your, there are ways, we have had this, it's actually a great discussion to have. How do you handle a situation? I've been asked, how would I handle it? Quite simply, I would notify the officer, look, this is against the law. I'm going to give you my driver's license. I'm a good guy, not a bad guy. I'll comply with your request. I am informing you that this is a violation of my constitutional rights. I would prefer not to do this. And take the conversation from there. See how it goes at that point. But certainly don't get yourself arrested. Hey, you know what happened? I got proven wrong in Wisconsin. Those guys got arrested. They were willing to. They had the money. They won the case. So there's a flip side to all of this, and I get it. I'm just telling you, don't wind up face down in the pavement if you can't afford the charge. All right?
Exactly.
So good advice. I think that's good advice. You can take it or leave it however you wish. All right, Lee, when we come back from the break, there's a couple things. Here, let's have some fun for just a second. Again, this is Florida. I actually mentioned this on the radio last night. From Sarasota, three arrested for using cloned credit cards down there at a Winn-Dixie. During that time, we found out that some of the credit cards they used at the initial Winn-Dixie were fraudulent, Detective Friday said. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom, make sure to tune in to this program every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. You can do the math if you live somewhere in flyover country there as to what time we're on. Sheriff David Clark will be here. Good friend of the program. He's been on the show before. Looking forward to having the sheriff on this Wednesday. Had a good opportunity to talk with him just About 3 weeks ago up in Wisconsin, so it was a lot of fun. Lee Williams, welcome back to the show. You have a new local gun group. Tell us about it.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. It's in Manatee and Sarasota County, so it's called the Manasota Gun Traders. I think, brother, it is going to become a model for super hyper local gun groups. They started out on Facebook as kind of a Facebook group of gun guys and gals who get together, and then it's exploded. They just celebrated their 5,000th member not too long ago.
Wow.
I know. And
yeah, that's big.
It's huge. Name another group, even a political group, that would have 5,000 members in just two counties. They're helping local businesses. They are all the businesses can advertise on the Facebook. They can put ads up there. They have a monthly dinner. It's really helped put a couple of gun dealers and ammo manufacturers on the map. I couldn't be prouder of it. It's going to be a model. It should be a model that should be put in place across the country.
Well, I have to come down there and participate. I'll be in touch with you. I think I may have to head back down there next week. We may be broadcasting from either Tampa or Sarasota next week. I will keep you posted. and Excellent. Let you know. You and I have some lead to throw downrange together, among some other things to accomplish. Hey, listen, actor Vince Vaughn, you know who he is? I think he's great. You see the movie The Intern or whatever it was with, what's the goofy guy, Owen?
Wilson.
You know, Owen Wilson, yeah, you see that where they go to Google, try to get a job and all that kind of stuff, the older guys. Did you hear what he had to say about the right to keep and bear arms in the British GQ magazine, I think it was?
No, I say shuddering.
Okay, take a listen to this. On the American right to own a gun, here he is. This is Vince Vaughn. I support people having a gun in public, full stop, not just in your home. We don't have the right to bear arms because of burglars. We have the right to bear arms to resist the supreme power of a corrupt and abusive government. It's not about duck hunting. It's about the ability of the individual. It's the same reason we have freedom of speech. It's well known that the greatest defense against an intruder, defense spelled with a C, it was a British magazine, is the sound of a gun hammer being pulled back. All these gun shootings that have gone down in America since 1950, one or maybe two have happened in non-gun-free zones. Take mass shootings. They've only happened in places that don't allow guns. These people are sick in the head and are going to kill innocent people. They are looking to slaughter defenseless human beings. They do not want confrontation. In all of our schools, it is illegal to have guns on campus. So again and again, these guys go and shoot up these blanking schools because they know there are no guns there. They are monsters killing six-year-olds. Follow-up question on whether guns should be allowed in schools. Vince Vaughn said, of course. You think the politicians that run my country and your country don't have guns in the schools their kids go to? Of course they do. And we should be allowed the same right. Banning guns is like banning forks in an attempt to stop making people fat. Taking away guns, taking away drugs, the booze, it won't rid the world of criminality. Your thoughts on that, Lee?
I'm blown away. I'm pleased. It's the first good news I've heard out of an actor who I enjoy in years. Usually I end up crossing them off, putting them on my little personal boycott list once I hear their thoughts. I'm thrilled, man. That's good news.
That is great news.
Right.
He nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. But here's the key to what he said. Because we talk about the left, guns in schools. Oh, my God. Guns in schools. Oh, my God. Yeah, guns in schools. Every single school in America should be armed. And not just armed, but well armed. Are my children worth defending? You're damn right they are. Are yours? You're damn right they are. You want to? Does it make you feel better to put your teachers in a uniform and let them carry a firearm? You trust them with your kids all day, every day.
And I would go, I would say the same thing about campus carry. I know the representative, Stubbe, the one who introduced our campus carry bill here, he's a combat vet. He's an Army vet. He had in mind when he wrote the legislation, the 22, 23-year-old kid getting out of the military, served two or three tours overseas, got used to having a gun around with him 24/7. Now he's going to go to school, wants to have a firearm with him when he goes to school, and can't.
Yeah.
That's the person he had in mind when he wrote our campus carry bill, and I'll never forget that.
That battle is being waged in a number of states right now. We will continue to follow it. It was just defeated in Nevada, Amanda's Law. You can read her story in my book, Lessons from Unarmed America, as well as many other places. Very well-known story, very sad and tragic story. But it will happen. These things, freedom will prevail, no doubt. I believe that. I believe we're seeing it right now in state after state after state. While the Every Town for Gun Safety's and the Moms Demand Action, what a silly name for a group that is, by the way, as they continue to count their victories being a one particular ballot initiative, we continue to win in massive court cases, one right after the other. We are prevailing, and freedom will prevail. Freedom will win, no doubt. One thing about that armed teacher, I've been asked about it and had a number of conversations, Lee. We arm our pilots.
Yes.
And that's the program that the teachers ought to be participating in, the same type of program. We're not talking about someone getting a concealed carry permit and carrying their gun in the classroom. We're talking about a regimented, structured training program designed specifically for that type of carry and that type of protective duty in a school. These would be very highly trained individuals on a volunteer basis, and I'm all for it. You should be all for it, too, particularly if you have kids. I know you are, Lee.
Well, and we've got great firearms trainers down here who all say they will provide that training free of charge to any teacher that wants it.
The great gun group up in Ohio, Buckeye Firearms Association, has been doing it up there for 3 or 4 years. It is wildly successful. And let me ask you naysayers this question. Do you feel safer knowing your pilot has a gun in the cockpit? Yes or no? Do you feel safer when a law enforcement officer walks into a 7-Eleven at 3:30 in the morning in a strange town when you're driving up the interstate because you needed gas? Yes, you do. Why would you feel any differently knowing your schools were armed to protect your children? I submit to you that if you tell me that you aren't, you're being dishonest. You're being intellectually dishonest with me. You're pushing a political agenda rather than thinking critically. Lee, last word. Where can people find you, man? Tear it up.
TheGunWriter.com. TheGunWriter.com, all one word.
That's pretty straightforward. And everything that you write is visible on that site, correct?
Correct. Links to Facebook, links to Twitter, all that good stuff. TheGunWriter.com.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to coming down there and seeing you. Thank you for being on with us today. This will not be your only appearance, I can promise you that. You've now graced the daytime program. You've worked with us on the evening show on Sundays, and we're really looking forward to having you back. This was an important conversation. I don't think people understand really how vital what happens in the Sunshine State, the Gunshine State, actually is to gun laws across this country. Florida wrote this book, and I'm telling you, if the law falls there, it will be used as a model. You've got to wonder why Bloomberg is wanting to spend so much money in the state of Florida. If they can derail Florida, they can derail anybody, and they know it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we know you're on the case down there. People can find you at thegunwriter.com. Thanks for being with us, Lee. We'll talk soon. We'll see you on the radio program in the very, very near future. Sean, thank you for putting on a great program today. I appreciate it. Sheriff David Clark will be here on Wednesday. That's a conversation you don't want to miss. I don't think I've ever in my adult life met anyone who tells it straight up as Sheriff David Clark does. Make sure to check out USCCA On Air. Visit Crossbreed Holsters at crossbreedholsters.com. And hey, I'll see you on the radio tomorrow here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave empty-handed. We'll be back.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, LawAbiding.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.